What's up, everybody? Welcome to the first episode of I Am the Greatest. We'll be making prank calls that are themed around everybody's least favorite Armenian podcaster. This episode is going to include calls from myself and RBCP. And next week, I'm hoping to start including calls from other prank callers. If you've got a Maddox prank call you'd like to include in the show, just go ahead and email me at RileyMix1@gmail.com. And if you have any comments or prank call requests, go ahead and go to ASEPresents.com. There's a link at the top of the page to join our Discord or to find me on any social media. If you're listening to this, you probably already know the website. All right. So let's just go ahead and get right into it. This is the rendition of I Am the Greatest by My Room Records. I am the greatest, I am the greatest band in the world. I am better than all the stupid little boys and girls. And if you see me coming, you better get out of my way. Because my balls are so big, their momentum is impossible to change. I am the greatest, I am the greatest band.
Secret Society.
Hey there. Is this the manager or other person of authority?
Yes.
Okay. I'm calling from Landwy and Associates, attorney at law. We're in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to confirm that you were, in fact, the venue that hosted the Dick Show a couple weekends ago. It was called Road Rage.
What is this regarding?
Well, we're probably going to sue you because you're facilitating terrorism for my client. They've been harassing him for years now, and you're involved now because you're providing a venue and a stage for these people on their campaign of harassment against my client.
I am unaware of this.
Yeah, well, you're aware that you hosted the Dick Show, you hosted Road Rage a couple weekends ago.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. I'm unaware of this.
Oh, no, you know they were there. Don't play dumb. You know which places are there. We're suing everyone. Everyone involved. We're suing the grocery store that sold him food while he was there.
Wow.
Gas stations. All the employees that worked there that night.
That's impressive. I didn't know there was a legal precedent to not sell food to a person.
Well, that's why you're not a lawyer, sir. We're suing the power company up there for providing power to your building during his show. You know that whole thing, that was just to make fun of my client Maddox.
I don't know who your client is, but
everyone knows Maddox. He's a best-selling author, New York Times bestseller.
I certainly do not.
No, don't pretend you don't know who he is.
You're definitely wrong about a number of points here.
You're full of shit, and my lawsuit against you is going to prove that. I'm suing the chair stacking lady that
you
stacks.
You sound like a real professional.
I am a professional. I've been doing this for a long time. I specialize in drunken driving laws.
Yeah, well, this seems totally akin to that. I'm sure you'll be really cut out for it.
No, you'll see. We'll see who's laughing once the lawsuit arrives. You're getting served.
Not so for me.
Getting served, motherfucker.
Good luck, kiddo.
Yeah, I don't need any luck. I'm a professional. Suing the microphone company. Who makes your microphones there? Which microphone? Oh, he hung up.
Hello.
Hi, is this Eric?
This is Eric.
Hi, Eric. My name is George Maddox. I'm calling with Pete Buttigieg for America. I was just calling to see if you would be voting this year.
No, I won't be voting. Thank you.
Do you have any opinions on Pete? Let's call him back.
Hello.
Hi, Eric. Sorry to bother you again. I just had a couple more questions for you. This is George Maddox with the Pete Buttigieg campaign. I was just wondering if you had an opinion on the election so far, like a front runner. Any advice for our campaign on how to stay hip with the youth?
No. Yeah, vote for Donald Trump.
You're a Donald Trump fan. Is there anything that you could recommend that we pass up that would help Pete Buttigieg appeal better to the Donald Trump fan base?
Yeah, don't call people at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I do apologize for that. Pete likes to get up early and have a fresh start to the day, you know. He likes to preach that to everybody. So, seriously, though, anything you could do to help our campaign? We're in dire straits. Any advice at all? Do you have any friends I could talk to that might be interested in switching their vote? Also, theoretically, if we were to offer a cash reward, do you think that that could change your mind? Like, if we were to offer gift cards, for instance, if you had voted for Pete, do you think that would change your voting habits?
Yeah, it would.
Okay, and what kind of gift cards? Raid Shadow Legends cards and League of Legends cards? Anything with Legends in it?
Yeah, that would be great.
It's a big gamer move by the Booty Egg campaign. You hung up.
Lana.
Hello?
Inanna.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is George Maddox. I'm calling with the County of Larimer. Is this Roxanne?
This is her husband.
Husband? Okay, and you're also at 19 Hill, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just calling to give you the 20-minute heads up before the trucks get there. You talked to, I think, Roy last week, right?
Or what?
We're bringing in the concrete trucks this morning, and then we're going to have the backhoes there by tonight, but they're on different work schedule shifts. So they'll have to be brought to the location differently. You're still aware of the... Oh, I'm sorry. What is your name?
Who are you looking for, bud?
I'm looking for Roxanne Dem.
What concrete truck are you talking about?
Right. So I'm with the city comptroller's office. We're trying to get rid of the end of year budget of 2019. And that's got to be up by April this year so that we can file for the next budget. So what we've been doing in the neighborhood.
445-40.
Right, this is when Roxanne told us to call. Okay, well, that didn't go well. To call back. Maybe ask to talk to Roxanne.
Hello?
This is when Roxanne told us to call. So...
Who?
She said she worked early.
What are you getting all excited for, bud?
What are you excited for? I'm just doing my job. I'm letting you know the trucks will be there in 15 minutes, regardless of whether you're awake. Okay?
Oh, fucking A. You threatened me, motherfucker?
I'm not threatening you.
You're going to get what you want.
What? What are you going to do to me? I'm with the city. You can't threaten me. I'm with
the
city. The police are going to
come.
I'll send the police. I'm with the city. You think the police are going to do something to me? This is prearranged with the city.
You think I'm scared of you?
This is prearranged with the city of Fort Collins. Dude, listen. Do you know how to hang up a phone, or do you just not know how to hand it off? What's your problem?
Good afternoon, and thank you for calling Southern California Edison.
Hi, thank you for calling SCE. This is Asher speaking. How may I help you?
Hello there. This is Mr. Landwe. I'm with Landwe & Associates in New York, attorneys at law. I'm an attorney. I just need
sir?
I'm pretty good. I just need to shut off power for someone that lives in Los Angeles.
Okay, do you happen to have a customer account number or the address?
I just have the address. I wouldn't know the account number since I'm not personally involved. It's 7 South Avenue.
Can you go and verify the name on the account?
Well, his name's Dick Masterson. It's probably under his maid's name, Consuela. Probably, I would assume. It's for tax purposes, you know? He's kind of a shady character.
Just because showing me here that there's a different name on the account.
It's not Consuela?
Mm-mm.
Well, shoot.
Not Consuela or Dickerson.
Yeah, Dickerson. We just need to get that power shut off because he's running a podcast out of that house. And on this podcast, he is harassing my client. And we can't have that. We're going to shut off the power and then no more podcast. Problem solved, right?
Yeah, just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, where are you going? What are you doing?
Excuse me, I'm still showing that it's a different, completely different name on the account. So
yeah.
I'm trying to see if there's any other way we can,
well, can
verify
you just,
that it's still the same person.
Can you just do it without verification? Because otherwise, you know what? You're going to be, interfering with law and stuff here. We're going to name you on the lawsuit, like you personally. We're already...
I mean, that's fine, but I'm just saying that, like, I don't want to turn off the incorrect services for the incorrect person.
Well, it's probably them. We'll just find out. Like, shut it off, and then come Sunday, we'll see if it. We'll see if they're able to broadcast. Probably not.
Unfortunately, that's not. I can't do that because of our policy, sir. We're still have to make sure it's the correct person. Just give me a few moments so I can see if I can find this person. Okay?
We just want to shut down their podcast. We're already suing Edison. We don't want to have to sue you too.
Well, I understand, sir, but I'm just saying that I don't want to lose my job because I'm turning out the services for an incorrect person.
Yeah, but, you know, better to lose your job than to be named in this lawsuit because you'll be paying,
well,
like,
not lose my
ten,
job
tens of thousands
just give me a few moments.
Of dollars defending yourself in New York court. We're going to drag your ass to New York if you don't shut this off.
All right, that's fine, but I'm still not going to risk losing my job. Just give me a few moments to see what I can find out for you.
Okay, fine.
All right, sir, by any chance, do you happen to know what's the primary phone number on this person's account?
Nah, we don't know any of that. It's probably under Consuela's phone number. We don't have her. She's just the maid. We just want to make it go dark. Like, preferably, if you could make it go dark in their house on Sunday morning so they have little time to fix this. But we don't ever want there to be power at that address again, as long as Dick and his maid is living there.
Okay, sir, I'm not going to be able to turn off the services until I know for sure that this is the correct person.
Okay, then.
For the correct address.
Prepare to be served with the lawsuit. Can I get your full name, please, for the lawsuit? I need to type this in.
Well, for security purposes, I'm not allowed to give you my last name, just my first name.
No, it's okay. I'm a lawyer. What's your first name?
No, I'm just going to give you my first name. It's Astrid.
Astrid?
It's A-S, T as in Tom, R-I, T as in David.
Okay, all right. And your home address. We need an address where we can serve you at.
No, I'm not going to give you my address either.
Okay, well, we're gonna call up Edison. We're going to call up Edison and get them to tell us everything.
I can provide you with my employee ID number as well. So you can go in the...
Yeah, that'll make it easier for us to... We'll just have a process server show up at your work.
Sure.
You're going to be named in Maddox's lawsuit. Yeah, hurry up.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah, I'm a lawyer. I'm a busy New York lawyer. You're wasting my time. Tell me you're...
And you're wasting my time, too. I'm not going to turn off any services.
Well, you're not doing your job.
You're going to give me the wrong person. No, I am doing my job. I'm just not going to risk losing my job for you.
It's definitely the right person. This is the address we served him at. We served Dick his lawsuit at. So we got the right address.
Well, show me here. It's a completely different name on here. So
yeah,
I'm not going to turn off the services.
He probably put it under his maid's name for tax purposes. This guy's a shady character. Shady, shady person.
Yes, I completely understand, sir. And as much as I wish to help you, I can't do anything until we go and verify exactly what the name on the account is.
Well, I hereby declare you sued. Sued for interfering with a legal matter. How do you plead? Guilty or not guilty?
Not guilty.
Overruled.
Okay.
You're getting served anyway.
All right, that's fine.
All right. I know it's fine. I'm the fucking attorney here. Don't tell me what's fine.
Wow, okay. I'm just doing my job.
Yep.
Have a good day, though.
Not very good. Not doing a very good job.
Please stay on the line for a brief survey.
Hey, I don't want this.
Thank you for your call.
The hell?
We're interested in your feedback.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hannah?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is George Maddox. I'm just calling with the city of to make sure that you were awake.
Yeah, I am now. It's 5 a.m.
All right. Are you aware that the trucks will be there at 5:30?
The trucks will be there at 5:30? What are you talking about?
Right. This is 320, sorry about that. This is 275 West, right? Apartment 612.
And then what did you say before that?
The trucks will be arriving at 5:30. Hopefully no later than 5:45, so you won't have to wait too long.
What trucks? I don't know what you're talking about.
So we've got trucks delivering sand to the apartment complex. You were supposed to grab them. This is the contact I was given. If you can just meet our driver downstairs at 5:30, 5:45-ish.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just live in an apartment here. Like,
right.
I have no reason.
You're the building manager.
I'm not the building manager.
You're not?
No, I'm just a tenant.
Oh.
That lives here.
That's a big mistake. Okay. Did you order the sand then? Were you the tenant who wanted the sand replacement?
No, I don't know anything about any sand.
Well, it says here that a tenant wanted the sand replacement for their carpet in their apartment to have a beach theme, and that you were the manager contact to drop off the keys to. So we're going to bring the trucks down, the driver's going to drop the keys off to you, then he's going to get picked up, and he's going to go back and do other routes. The truck is rented out to you guys for the 12 hours you needed today, 5:30 to 5:30, and then he'll be picking it up tonight. So.
Okay. Well, so I don't have anything to do with any of this.
So
I don't.
At this point, I don't know what else to do but just have he's gonna be coming up to your apartment 6:12. He's got all the paperwork with him and the keys, and he'll be handing over to you about 70 pounds of hold on, 700 pounds of sand.
That's
a lot of sand.
I am not going to take it.
We don't really have anything else to do with it right now except give it to you. Maybe you could give it to your landlord later and straighten it out. Maybe they could find the tenant.
I can't bring...
Legally, he has to give it to you when he gets there.
And I don't have to sign it because...
There's nothing to sign. It's already filled out.
I'm not going to take it.
It's in your name.
I'm not trying to be.
I'm sorry. I understand, but you are making my job a little bit harder today, and it's not the way I'd like to start things off.
You know what? It's 5.
I know
it's 4:57.
This is the first call I've made this morning.
And I don't even know what you're talking about. And if someone called you and said that they were dropping off like 700 pounds of sand. Like, what
it'll,
the fuck
you can
you
keep
do?
It in the parking lot and just give the keys to your landlord later. Like, the truck will just be parked there. I mean, it's not like he's bringing it to the apartment and putting it in there or anything.
The thing is that I don't know anything about this. Like, I used to work for a law firm. And, like...
Right. What's that have to do with bags of sand?
Nothing. I'm just saying, I don't want to get involved legally. Like,
well, you already are, ma'am. You're legally you're the one I'm having to go point through with this. Like, legally,
right,
I can't even give it to someone else unless you allow me to. So you'll have to be there to give it to the landlord anyway, for my guy to give
the
keys.
The landlord's not here. I'm going to...
Sorry, I don't know the apartment complex, so... I couldn't speak on that.
Yeah, no. So I can give you our. I think we have like an emergency maintenance
number?
Phone number
okay,
that you can call.
Second.
Okay.
Let me just grab a piece of paper.
Okay. I'm not trying to be a jerk.
No, I understand. Thank you for working with me on this.
I was just dead asleep, and I was like, "Why is my phone ringing?" It's like 5 in the morning.
I have the address. What's the name of the apartment complex?
Is it the Avondale Apartments?
Okay. All right. And the number?
I have. I have to go. I have to walk down to the.
Okay. Thank you so much. Because otherwise,
you're welcome.
It becomes a big problem for all of us. I'm glad we got it figured out. First thing this morning.
That way you can just find, I'll give you a...
You would have been really confused if he just showed up knocking at the door. I'm glad we do courtesy calls.
I would have been like...
Well, and Steve Dave wouldn't have left. He's real stubborn. He'd have just stayed there and he would have called me up and made me talk to you on his phone.
Well, you know, people got to do their jobs. I've never been in the sand business, but, you know, had lots of jobs. Okay. Sorry, I'm going down. Oh, I'm on the 7th floor, so we go in the 6th floor, so I have to go down to the 2nd floor to read the number off of the business thing. One second.
No worries.
Sorry about that.
No worries.
Just so you know, the office directory for, because it's Avondale, and their actual office is number 203.
Okay.
Just so you know. But it's on the 2nd floor. And then, as it says, call the emergency maintenance line at 7-0.
All right. And are there any other phone numbers there?
And it says the office phone number for, and it's Blue is our new property management.
Okay.
So the actual property management here is 720-915, and Christina, Christina Diaz, is the she's the property online property manager. So and she doesn't. The office doesn't even open until 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh boy. So, well, I will call my driver. I'll let him know not to bug you about it, and see if he can't sit out in the parking lot till 9, and talk to them then.
Well, yeah, we'll see if they call the emergency maintenance.
Of course.
And they should be able to figure something out.
All right. Thank you so much, Hannah. You've been incredibly helpful today.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Have a nice sleep.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
And that, you guys, is how you find out a bunch of manager information so that you can easily call and do a tenants from hell call as a member of the apartment complex. I'm going to be cutting out stuff like that every other time I do these calls, but I figured for the first episode I'd leave it in. The kind of things Brad doesn't really show on his show anymore is how to talk someone into giving you a bunch of information.
Yes, hello?
Hi, I'm a tenant here at the Avondale Apartments, and I'm just trying to get a hold of somebody. Okay. Is this who I call? I just need somebody to come help me out real quick. I have locked the... Okay, this is going to sound silly. So, my girlfriend just woke up to go to work, and we were messing with the doors yesterday. I'm not sure. It's her lease. I'm not sure the rules on changing out the doorknobs, but she has a stalker, so we were changing the doorknobs out yesterday, and it locked from the outside. And I am locked inside of her apartment. And I'm not sure what to do about that.
And so you guys are messing with the locks?
Well, she has a stalker. He comments on her Twitter, and he sends her emails. Tells her her own address in weird text messages. So we were just trying to defend against that, you know?
So when something like that happens, call the office right away, and we'll go change it out properly. So
hindsight's 20/20, right? Yeah, no, yeah,
he's not gonna get in. So, I'll come do it in a few hours here. When?
I've got to get to work in like half an hour. Is there any way I could get you to just come on over here and unlock it? I'm
across town right now.
Well, banging on the door's not doing anything. I've tried to wake up other people around me, but nobody's close enough.
Do you have a screwdriver there?
No, all the tools are in my car. It's outside. I'm in apartment 612, though. We changed the doorknobs on every door in the apartment, and only this one was put on wrong, and I think it's because I let her do it.
Okay.
So.
Well, let me see what I could do. I'll get over there as soon as I can.
All right, thanks. And she's not going to get in trouble for that, is she? For the doors? Because I didn't know you weren't allowed to change the knobs.
Yeah, and those are pretty expensive locks. You know, they have them.
I still have all the old locks. I can give them to you. We're just keeping those in the living room right now.
Okay. Okay, get out there as soon as possible.
What was your name?
Tony.
Okay, Tony, and you'll be here in, 5-10 minutes?
No way. I'm
out
of town.
Where are you in town? How far away are you?
I'm way down south, freaking Dartmouth.
Oh, wow. Well, I gotta get to work pretty soon, so if you could just try to, maybe you could speed here, and I'll, if you get a ticket, I'll just pay it for you. It's not a problem.
No, that's okay. I'm not gonna speed.
Well, how much do the doors cost? Would it be expensive to, break it, or... Because I gotta get out, man.
I don't know how much they are, but...
Would you recommend going through the door or the drywall if I've got to get out of here before you can get here?
I'll try to get there as soon as I can. I can't tell you what to do, but...
Well, you were saying hours. I'm just wondering what's less of a burden if I go through, maybe the side wall into the halls, or if I go... Because we're on the 6th floor. I can't go out the window. I might get hurt.
How did you guys change it?
Or you just took them out and replaced them with some ones from Home Depot.
So what are the tools that you used to change it?
I used a Dremel tool, a screwdriver set from her dad, and I'm surprised that we got the one in the bathroom to work at all. For a while, it wouldn't come off, so we had to really finagle it with the screwdriver and the Dremel tool. I don't know. What tools do you... Do you need to borrow tools? Is that what you're asking for?
No, I have tools, but I was just saying if you could mess with it with your tools.
Like I said, my stuff's all outside in the car. I could use a kitchen knife, maybe, but they're really high power. They're pretty powerful deadbolts. Like I said, she's been getting people will tweet anti-Semitic jokes at her. And stuff, so we're really on guard about it.
Alright, well, do what you can, and I'll get there as soon as I can.
Alright, and,
Okay.
Alright, thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
Bye. Bye. I'm gonna call him back so he doesn't waste his time going all the way over there. I'm gonna call him back in a few minutes to let him know.
Yes, hello?
Hey, Tony, I think I figured it out.
Oh, well, right on.
I think I might have saved you a trip.
But I'm still going to go check it out when I get...
To work or whatever?
Yeah.
All right, when you come in, can you close the window? It doesn't seem like it's that hard of a descent after all, so...
Will you please text me the apartment number and stuff?
Of course, yeah, I'll text you all that info. I'm just going to go out the back window and head to work, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We are almost at the end of our show here today, folks. What we do have are a couple more RBCP calls and a couple more Tenant from Hell calls by yours truly. Here we go.
Drive Liquors.
Hey there, is this a liquor store?
Yes.
Are you the owner of the liquor store?
Yes, who is this?
My name is Mr. Landwee. I'm from Landwee & Associates, attorney at law.
Uh-huh.
And I'm in New York City. I need to let you know we're probably going to be suing you soon because you've been selling Dick Masterson liquor.
You're saying what?
You've been selling Dick Masterson liquor, and he drinks this liquor during his live streams where he harasses my client.
Sell somebody a liquor? I sell liquor to everybody who's old enough.
I know, but you're not. You shouldn't be selling it to someone that's harassing my client. You know he's harassing Maddox?
I don't understand. What are you talking about, buddy?
We're going to be...
How do I know somebody is like that, who I sell, who I'm not supposed to sell? Did you somebody give me any notice I don't sell to this guy?
Maybe you should talk to your customers a little bit and find out what they're doing with their liquor. Dick Masterson.
What do you mean, what they're doing? They drink with the liquor.
Yeah, he's giving it to all these people on his show during the live stream, and they're all getting liquored up and harassing my client. So I'm dragging your ass to New York City, motherfucker.
Get the fuck what you want to do, man.
I will.
Scare me like that.
You're going to get served.
You're not going to scare me like that.
I'm not trying to scare you.
I'm my attorney.
I'm just being nice.
I know what I'm doing. I'm doing this 30 years. Go do what you want to do.
Well, maybe you should stop.
Don't tell me like that.
Stop being involved in this harassment campaign.
If you had to send me the letter, legal letter.
You may as well be doing the harassment yourself, selling Dick Masterson liquor.
Yeah. Doesn't this guy know anything about the law? If you sell liquor to a guy who is a bully on the internet, then you yourself are also a bully on the internet.
Thank you for calling Apartments. I am unable to reach my phone right now, but if you can leave your name, your phone number, and... Thank you for calling. All calls may be recorded for quality assurance and training purposes.
I bet they might.
Please remain on the line for the next available staff member.
Chroma Properties, this property calling for?
Hi, I'm calling about the apartments.
Okay, you're reaching their service. How may I help you?
I was hoping to contact somebody on the property. I'm a tenant here. My name is George Maddox. I'm a podcaster, and I just had the power go out in the whole building because I was... Well, it's my fault, but I was just hoping I could talk to somebody to report it.
Okay.
We've got probably 8 computers in here hooked up, and I think we've just overloaded the power.
Okay. Yeah, I believe the main office actually should still be open till 6, but I can try to, let me try to get a hold of the maintenance just in case.
Okay.
What's your name? Is it George?
My name is George Maddox. I have a really popular Godzilla podcast with my co-host Haley, who's not quite my girlfriend, but we're working on it. And we came all over to my apartment, got about 8 of us here. We all hooked up our laptops, and we were going to watch some Godzilla together so we could talk about it on the internet. And it looks like we've knocked out power to the whole building. So.
Okay, yeah, let me try getting a hold of the maintenance. What apartment is it?
We're in apartment H4.
H4. Okay, what's the phone number in case we get disconnected?
Hold on, can I just call them? Can I get a number from you or something? This whole, like... calling back and forth thing is not going to work very well.
I would have to get a hold of the maintenance, and it's not a number I can give out.
You can't give me the maintenance number?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Why not?
It's a personal number.
There's not like a work number?
Yeah.
Because it's still the middle of the day.
It's not a work number.
Really? You people, like, why isn't somebody working right now? Like, it's the middle of the day. The front office won't answer.
The front office should still be open, but I'm going to try to get a hold of the maintenance, not the main office.
Okay.
Yeah.
Look, I just need the power back on. I've got to go live in less than half an hour. So if the power's not on by then, I'm just going to start breaking shit, you know?
Okay, let me try getting a hold of the maintenance. Hold for a moment.
All right, I'll hold. Better hurry up. Is this Star Wars music? What the fuck?
And what was the number again? The apartment number? You said 824?
H4.
H is in Henry?
4? Like the building is H, yeah.
H and then apartment 4?
Right.
Okay, hold this one. Okay, yeah, the main thing, that's not an apartment number.
Ma'am, I can't let anybody in right now. There's a bunch of people outside of the apartment.
Okay, yeah, because you need to know what apartment number you're in.
I told you.
It's not an apartment number.
Yes, what do you mean? It's what's on the building.
You said they have buildings 1 through 10, but that is not an apartment number. They don't have any letters.
Oh, well, then it's building 4. Sorry, let me try to find the apartment. It's my girlfriend's on the lease, not me. Haley! What's the apartment number? Not the built... No, I know it's 4. Hold on. What's the maintenance man's name? Is he... Could I meet him at the clubhouse or something so we don't have to deal with this? Is there a way that... There's just nobody here on the property. Ma'am, I've been running around the building and there's nobody here. If I don't find somebody soon, I'm just going
to
go into the clubhouse.
He doesn't need to know the apartment number before going out.
Listen, he doesn't need to know shit. Tell me where he is and I'll go to him, goddammit.
Okay, I do apologize if you do cursing. I do have to hang up the phone.
You're going
to
hang up? I'm going to destroy the apartment. How's that? If you hang up, I will go to the clubhouse and destroy the pool tables. Don't you dare hang up on me.
The maintenance is trying to figure out the power issue, but he does need to know the apartment number.
I'm trying to figure out the maintenance issue. Where is he at? If he can meet me in person... What do you mean he's not on the property? What is he doing?
He is a maintenance... I am calling the maintenance supervisor, so he is not on property. He is trying to know the apartment.
Is he a contractor? Is he a contractor, or is
he
just lazing around at home?
For the complex.
What's he doing not on the property, then?
I do not know.
Look, you people are running a ramshackle affair here. And I'm not going to... We're spending way too much money to not have any service on this.
Okay, we are trying to get someone out there, but he does need another apartment number.
I want him to come and meet me at the clubhouse. I don't want to go through some third party. I would like to speak to him directly. If I can't call him, he needs to come.
He is trying to go out there, but he needs to know the apartment number.
He needs to come in front of me now. Tell him it's 412. Does that help? Building 4.
412.
4. Building 4.
Okay, let me speak it. Hold this a moment.
God, hurry up, woman.
Okay, he said he is heading over right now.
And what's his name?
Rico.
Rico, and he'll be meeting me in how long?
I do not know. He just said he's heading over currently.
You don't have any details about any of this. I thought you were a professional.
I do not know.
What is wrong with you? Do you feel happy about yourself?
Thank you for calling the Ruby Vista Apartments. This is Chanel. How can I help you?
Hi. I pay rent here, and I don't like being hung up on. I would like to report to your manager. Someone hung up on me.
Hung up? This is the first call I've received.
Well, someone just hung up on me there. I was calling in to get maintenance to help me in apartment 412. My name is George Maddox. I am a very famous author, and I pay a lot of money to live here. And I refuse to be hung up on again.
Okay, apartment 412.
I'm having a power issue, and if Rico is not here in 20 minutes, I swear I'm going to be coming down to the clubhouse and taking my frustration out on the tables. Because this is...
What's your name?
My name is George. My girlfriend Haley and I have been living here for 3 months, and this is the third time that we've called down to the office and been hung up on by somebody at like a third party location. She said she couldn't give me the maintenance number because it's his personal number.
What is your last name?
My last name is Maddox.
I have registered to 412.
Okay, that's fine. I didn't ask you who you have registered. I'm not trying to get information on the phone, and I'm not trying to give you information. I'm trying to talk to Rico, the maintenance man at the apartments I live at. All right, lady?
Okay, what is the issue that you're having so that I can let Rico know and they can decide whether it's an emergency.
Look,
and he needs to
it's an emergency. You don't need to have
not.
An attitude with me. The whole power's out in this
you
whole
don't
building.
Don't need to have an attitude with
all,
me either.
Listen,
sir.
Ma'am, all of Building 4's power is out because we oversurged the apartment. We were plugging in 8 laptops and a couple gaming systems, and the power went out, and we've been trying to deal with this for 20 minutes now. I have to go live on Twitch. I am a big Twitch streamer. I have to go live in 20 minutes.
Okay. I will go
Why are you, and are you, Rico are you fucking know. Laughing at me? I will inconvenience you like you're inconveniencing me, ma'am.
Okay. I will call Rico and let him know what's going on.
I would like to talk to Rico. Someone else already told me that today, that they would call Rico. And it's already been 8 minutes. And I've heard nothing.
Okay, but we don't give out employees' personal phone numbers. So
okay, that's awesome. How about a business number? Do any of your employees have jobs?
The business number is what the number that you called.
Oh, wow. Looks like Rico didn't answer. Do you want to try again? Like, if you don't...
If, home at 5.
If you don't have a maintenance person to come to 412 right fucking now, I'm going to flip my shit, lady.
Well, I can't get off the phone with you. I can't call him.
I have thousands of fans. I swear I will bring down on this place. Okay? I have already sued someone in New York for $20 million. I have a great litigious record. I'm not playing around here, and you guys are not taking me seriously. Okay?
Okay, I'm calling him right now.
All right, hurry up. I'll wait.
I am the greatest. I am the greatest man in the world. And I'm better than all you stupid little boys and girls. And if you see me coming...
Ma'am, it's been almost a minute.
Okay.
Hello?
Can I just... What was that, Rico? Yeah. Rico's pulling up right now. They called him as soon as you hung up with them. They called him. He's here.
Yeah, well, he needs to bust his ass because he's being really slow.
Well, sir, he's here. He'll be right there.
And I'm not letting him in either. We're going to talk outside through the window. He's not coming in my apartment because they were already telling me earlier that he was going to charge me, and I refused to pay anything. Your power didn't hold.
Okay. All right. I will let them know.
You should switch to high-flow power in the future, okay?
Well, let Rico know.
It is 2020.
I don't deal with any maintenance.
It's 2020, ma'am. Not having high-flow power is ridiculous. Everyone's on the internet. There's gigablast speeds. You need to get with the times.
Okay.
All right. Whatever. All right. Bye. Anyway, let's pivot over to RBCP's show. See what he's up to.
Help you.
Hi there. I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Okay.
I removed all the copper pipes out of my walls here in my apartment unit. I was wondering, do you guys want those copper pipes or should I just throw them in the dumpster?
What do you mean you removed all the copper pipes?
You know, like all the copper pipes that were hooked up to the toilet and the bathtub and the kitchen sink and all that.
Where do you live?
You mean it's 30... Plane.
And what unit number?
46.
And you say you removed the copper pipes?
Yeah, I took them all out. I'm a podcaster, and they were interfering with my signals. You know, I was getting some buzzing in my headphones and stuff.
So what kind of pipes did you put in? Because you should have call our office for something like that. You can't just change the pipes out yourself.
Oh, no, it's fine. I used to do plumbing for a living. I put plastic in there instead. Plastic and lead.
Yeah, but you can't do that without our permission.
Oh, no, it was easy. It was, like, super easy. I just got in there in the walls and pulled them out and put in new fittings and...
But what I'm trying to tell you is you can't do that, sir.
Oh.
This is something you can't do on your own.
Well, no, I can. I did it already. It's done.
I understand you did it already, but you shouldn't have done it without our permission.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I won't do it again. But I have all these copper pipes now. Just wanted to know if you wanted them.
Well, Sure, you can just drop them off at the office. So that would be fine.
Okay.
What is your name?
This is Maddox. Also, my toilet, you know, it's porcelain right now. I think I'm going to swap that out for a plastic toilet. Cause it's,
you cannot do that, sir.
Well, no, it's creating quite a bit of echo. And,
sir, you cannot change anything in your unit without our permission, and I'm not giving you permission to replace a toilet with a plastic toilet.
Okay,
so
well,
you cannot do that.
I'll just do it temporarily. I'll keep the porcelain toilet in the closet. I'll just have to wrap it in foam so it doesn't mess with the acoustics.
Okay, well, I'm not giving you permission to do that either, but I can't stop you from doing that, but you don't have permission to do that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is it a big deal that, you know, that spray plastic stuff you put in the bed of trucks?
I don't know. No, I don't know that.
Oh, okay. It basically makes anything you spray it on this plasticky surface. And I sprayed that all over the walls in the living room and the kitchen to reduce echo.
Okay.
So my apartment's basically just a big plastic shell now.
Okay. Well, that's great. Thank you. We'll definitely be in touch.
In touch for what?
Sir, you cannot put plastic all over the walls.
Okay, well, it's the plastic's a part of the walls now. It looks really professional, and it's all gray, like the walls are gray now, which works better for my lighting and my cameras, because I film, you know, I live stream all of my podcasts that I do.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
For what?
For letting me know that.
Okay, you're welcome.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to listen to my podcast? Then you'll understand what the deal is.
No, thank you.
And you can watch video and you can see the walls.
No, thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Wow.
We're going to go ahead and put a little bow on it here today. Thank you for listening. And like I said, if you have any calls, please email them to me, RileyMix1@gmail.com. Go ahead and in the subject line, put Maddox Pranks or I Am the Greatest, something like that. And I'll make sure I play them here on this show. You know, as long as they follow the rules over at phonelosers.org/rules, here's an outro song I threw together. See you next time.
Ever been eating an apple and think, man, I wonder if I'm doing this right?
Oh, you must yodel again for me often, now that I know you do it so well.
This is the end.
What nonsense, darling. Why, I fixed you up last night and I'll do it again. No, now you must rest. And then we'll don't forget all the lovely things we plan to do today.
Attention, water people, this is a prank call. Deactivate. Attention, water people. Attention, water people, this is a prank call. Deactivate. Attention, water people, this is a prank call. Deactivate.
And some chick came in from out of the street and she's like, you're number one. You're the greatest. And signs like, give me your own.
Exactly. All right, good. Stay safe.
All good?
Yeah, it was Riley. I'm fine.
I don't know who Riley is, but cool.
You're welcome. Those crooks of the water company have been overcharging us by 12 cents a week for years. So I canceled our water, rented a tanker, drove up to the reservoir, and... this is a prank call. Deactivate. Well, why don't you ask some kids to help you? More smugness? Because I'm about to make love to your ear holes. I am the greatest, I am the greatest man in the world. I am better than all those stupid little boys and girls. And if you see me coming, you better get out of my way. Because my balls are so big, their momentum is impossible to change.